It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Let's get the inside story. Here's Sabres head coach, Don Granato. The Don Granato Show is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Now with head coach Don Granato, here's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
And the Sabres head coach is joining us right now on the Wester Hotline. We're excited to announce that he will be with us every week during the season, typically in the Tuesday 8 o'clock slot, depending on, you know, if they're on the road, crazy times. But for the most part, in this particular place, and he's with us right now. Don, belated congratulations, by the way, on getting the permanent head coaching job. Jeremy and I were wondering if you could give us a little insight on the conversation when they said to you, hey, Don, you're the guy, congratulations. The bad news is you're going on with Howard and Jeremy every week during the season.
It was all good news, guys. It was all good news. That was the icing on the cake, actually.
Yeah, going on with us, right? Okay, I just want to make sure we clarified that. So, you know, you got your season opening Thursday night, Don. You've had camp. You've had some preseason games. What did you learn about your team over the course of the last few weeks?
I reassured that they are willing and ready to compete. Their conditioning level, I thought, was great coming in. Now, then it became getting them in the game conditioning level. You know, they can't do that over the summertime. The physicality isn't there. And they've competed hard in practice every day. We've had lots of practice time, which is a luxury, and they've taken advantage of it. So I'm excited where we are and, you know, to begin the process now that the regular season started.
When we had you on last season, we got a sense of your philosophy, or even listening to your Zoom calls and how you want the game to be played and the approach the team should take. I guess if you could kind of reiterate that a little bit, and maybe it dovetails into what do you want the identity of this team to be?
Well, you know, I grew up loving hockey, loved to play it. Would play it 24 hours a day if I didn't need to sleep or eat. And there's a passion involved in that. It's a game, when played the right way, brings a lot of passion, a lot of energy. And I want our guys to play that way. I believe our guys, we have guys that want to play that way. So, you know, we want to play a very high tempo, fast paced game, both offensively and defensively. Get pucks back quick is a good way to visualize it. Not wait to defend, not retreat to defend. Really attack even when we don't have the puck. And, you know, again, that's a process that started last year a little bit. We've had a lot more practice time on it, and we're going to continue to do it. And I think our guys are starting to gain that identity back from last season. And that's good. It happened quick, and now we can progress on it because there's a lot more to go.
How much does it mean, Don, to have what I think we all hope looks like a regular schedule and season? I mean, it's been a couple months to years of not knowing what's going to happen and shortened seasons and this and that, and you kind of get a clean slate and you can get these guys into a pretty solid routine, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a luxury. Last year was just so weird, difficult. Even meetings were difficult. But now, you know, with the way things are from the pandemic, it's nice to have meetings and not worry about stuff or think, you know, five different things you have to do before you even hold the meeting. So size of room, spacing of seats, duration, you know, now you just go have a meeting. And the players love that, enjoy that. You know, simplicities of even our, you know, they come in the morning, they have breakfast, they finish practice, they have lunch. Now we have the cafeteria staffed with our chefs and things like that were absent. So everything feels back to normal. We can only hope it stays that way because it really does feel nice. And you can get right to work without those distractions.
You've coached a lot of levels, coached, I guess, all ages. You know, I think I'm thinking about when you're coaching a young team in a development program, the veterans and the young guys aren't that far apart in age. Here in the NHL, of course, you've got guys that have been in the league for 10 years versus guys that are coming up for their first cup of coffee with a team. Will you lean on veterans in a big way in this spot? Because, you know, you've got a few that have been through a lot of different types of seasons, whether that's Kyle Okposo, Zemgus Girgensons. You know, you've got young players, but you've got some, I would think, some heady vets in that room as well.
Yeah, you know, you lean on guys to their strengths. And so every guy has different strengths. And Zemgus and Oki, as you mentioned, their strength is, you know, they have many strengths, but there's also that experience factor. So in certain situations, absolutely, I lean on them. But there's one common denominator in all these guys, and that is, again, their passion, but their competitiveness. They couldn't be at this level without that compete and drive to be better. They have an appetite for more. They're never satisfied. If you're satisfied, you're out of this league fast. So, you know, with that, there is a common denominator with all these guys. It's we really, you know, work that, push that every day. But there is no question that two guys you mentioned have a great wealth of experience, and here in Buffalo even, and a passion for Buffalo, and Okposo and Gergensen.
When it comes to this season and how things go, I mean, Sabres fans got a chance to get to know you last year when you had the interim tag. And, you know, it was about improving and seeing progress, seeing steps forward. And I think that happened. This year, it's probably about more of that. And, you know, the fans will get to know you a little bit better. You know, you come across, I think, as very measured. You know, you're engaging with the fans. Are there things that will get you, I don't know, peeling paint off the walls in the room in there? I mean, there's different styles of coaching, different ways to handle it, different ways to handle different players. You know, what kind of range do you run when it comes to your reaction post game, when you see mistakes, when the mistakes pile up, when you're seeing bad habits?
Well, bad habits are not tolerated. You know, that's one thing that I have no patience for. I don't think, you know, I think our players, when you're coaching, your standard, you know, is probably higher than your players in many respects. And when you find players that have a very, very high personal standard that line up with, you know, all of us in those leadership positions around professional sports or anywhere for that matter, you love it. And that's what we've tried to do, bring in people here with very high personal standards. It makes it a lot easier for us to push them. It makes for a lot more consistency. Like you mentioned, habits are much better. And we do feel, I feel Kevin Adams and the staff, our scouting staff, did a really good job of bringing in people that fit that. Beyond just the hockey player, and I've witnessed it during camp, and I'm sure I'll witness it today as I push him hard today in another practice.
We're with Don Granato, Sabres head coach. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Jeff Skinner. His goal numbers obviously have dropped the last couple of years. I know you had mentioned earlier in camp you were happy with his practice habits. You thought they were better, and you were happy with some of the things you were seeing from him. Can he be a goal scorer again? How do you get him back? Maybe not 40, Don, but I mean, he was a consistent 20 goal guy. How do you get the goal scoring back from him?
Yeah, I believe he's doing the right things on the path to that. And that's what you have to keep doing. If he's not, you know, we're going to sit down and talk and discuss it and try to get to that point. But, you know, he came in, and I haven't needed to discuss anything with him. I watch him. I observe him. You know, when I talk to him, he's doing the right things. He came in great condition, as he typically does. I thought he's in better shape. And again, he's doing things that will translate in a game more in practice. Again, as Jerry mentioned, the habits. So I do think it's only a matter of time. You know, he's a goal scorer, and he's been that by nature. So he hasn't scored to the level he's wanted to recently. And I think there's, you know, with that comes some uncertainty, maybe a little bit slight of confidence. And I think he's going to get that back and get back into a scoring rhythm. But in the process here, I believe he's doing the right things.
Watching the young guys develop this season, hopefully develop this season, I think is one of the things Sabre fans are interested in. Dylan Cousins, with him, Don, do you see him?
They'll develop. I'll cut you off on that one. There's no concern there. Well, they work too hard not to, so it's exciting, actually.
Well, I think that was one of the things about after the coaching change. I know we talked about it with you, that you could see across the board, a lot of the young guys were playing better hockey. With Cousins, specifically, center or wing, and how do you make sure, with a kid like that, where people have high expectations, how do you make sure he doesn't put too much pressure on his own shoulders and just goes out and plays?
Yeah, that's a challenge because he just does put too much pressure. But that's been, you know, that's the negative but it's also the positive because it drives him to succeed. You know, when he doesn't reach his personal standard, he takes it home with him and dwells on it probably longer than the next guy because of that ultra competitiveness, and it affects him negatively the next morning, the next practice, the next game. You know, he carries that negative with him because he's so competitive. So, you know, with him, it's a process of getting just games and situations, you know, because, again, he's so competitive, it'll often work against him until he can get more games and more time and figure it out a little better.
Do you have him on wing at this point or center, or what do you want to do with him?
He's going to be at center, but, you know, as I look at our depth, it's Middlestead. Thompson, I like that center, and we have Gergensen's played center some in camp. Asplin can play center. Ruotsalainen can play center. So we really wanted to – we had a challenge last year. You know, we lost Jack, and we had to put Sammy at center, and we made some trades, lost Stahl, and all of a sudden we had no centerman. So I really want guys to get acclimated to different positions. So we've rotated around. We'll continue to do that. Opening night, it looks like we'll have Middlestead, Thompson, Cousins up the middle with Eakin as well, who's had a real good camp.
Why do you like Thompson at center? What's the reasoning for the switch there?
Ooh, the potential there is so intriguing. You got a guy with his talent. He's 6 foot six, you know, and his talent, he when you're on the wall, it's predictable. If you're the right wing, you can only pass left across the ice. So the strong side D can play you, the weak side D can concentrate on your passes as a visual. If you put that guy in the middle, both D are preoccupied with the centerman being, you know, Tomer we're talking about. They can't cover left or right. So they've got to cover him and honor him, and that gives them a little bit more room to be creative. And we all have seen, you know, at times how creative he can be. So among many other things, that's one that's really simple for me to see. The potential there is awesome, and we need to keep at it with him at center.
You're flat out telling us the lines right away, Tommy. Holy cow. This is.
Yeah, I don't know. Dare no problem.
Dare we ask the starting goalie?
We worry about ourselves. Hey, the harder a team comes at us, the better it's going to be. So I don't have any problem with that.
Well, as we've talked a lot about the forwards, on defense, I mean, it's a team. You've got a team that has kind of changed things over a bit. You know, you had some departures of some longtime mainstays, and Jake McCabe and Rasmus Ristolainen, Dahlin, Joki Haru being back. What's the new look blue line look like for this Sabres team?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a quick evolution here. I think we need some games to evolve. Like I said, it's not going to take a lot of games, but just from, you know, synchronization from partner to partner or system overall. But they progressed quite a bit just in the last 7 days. This group has good leadership back there with Mark Pisick coming back, who was originally a Sabre and now has a ton of experience, and Robert Hagg from Philadelphia with a ton of experience. So some real good additions there with experience. And Will Butcher is a hungry guy that didn't play much in New Jersey last year, kind of got brushed to the side, but he's a Hobie Bakerware, so we know he's very talented and proved such early in his NHL career. So there's a lot of moving parts back there right now. It'll be a quick evolution with that group.
And then in net, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen back to Rochester. Just any sort of big picture, I guess a lot of this will be big picture versus small picture. That could be for a player at a position. That could be someone that's here or in Rochester, whether it's J.J. Paterka or Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. How will you and Kevin Adams balance that big picture, small picture kind of stuff? And even with players, I would wonder about that too.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of it goes to the individual personalities and where they're at. Really, first of all, confidence beyond just ability, their own self-expectation at the time. And then that is, it's going to be a read and react with each one of those guys within the context of our needs at any moment, you know, injuries or whatnot. So a lot goes into it. We communicate, obviously, Kevin and I do every day, you know, throughout the day. But those are the things we consider each and every moment. I can tell you out of the gate, you know, the last guys we sent down, we know we're going to use them. They're young guys that sent down. There's value in them going and getting more ice time right now, especially at the start of the year. Get a lot of ice time. Get back in the midseason form. And then the older guys that are here, more experienced guys that are here, they've all done fine in camp. So they deserve the first look, and they'll get the first look, and we'll be evaluating as we go.
Well, Don, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to having you on each week during the course of the season. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Have a great season.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you, and I appreciate it.